Okay, I'm joined by ASI's Director of Market Research, Nate Kuzma, is with me. ASI, Nate, just released some numbers, 2017 distributor sales for the industry. The headline number, $23.6 billion in total sales, which is a new record. What else stands out to you about the data?
Yeah, so the $23.6 billion is up from $22.9 billion of 2016. And what stands out to me is that this entire year was trending at about a 2.5-3% growth rate up until Q3, when the entire promotional products industry, primarily due to things that were well beyond our control, impacted the industry. Now, the things that obviously, if you think back to Q3, that really impacted the industry was the fact that natural disasters played a huge role. You had Houston, which was under, honestly, 5 feet of water. And then you had another storm right on its heels come and wipe out Florida in parts. And what the crazy thing about that is, Texas and Florida, based on our projections, are two of the three biggest promotional product states in the nation, only with California separating them. So when you have that type of an impact, the fact that we actually saw very, very low growth rate in Q3 of only a little bit over 1%, which was almost the lowest that we've seen since the Great Recession ended, to see it pop back up in Q4 is very encouraging.
Q4 was what, 3.5%?
3.5%.
So a decent pop up there.
Yeah, and that's the highest that we've seen in a couple of years now. The entire industry has sort of been averaging in the low 3s, 2% growth rate throughout the entirety of about the last 2 years, eight quarters. And to see it go up to 3.5% from a low of in Q3 of only a little bit over 1% is very encouraging.
Is it fair to speculate or think that if it weren't for Q3 that the number would be stronger overall for 2017 for our sales?
I think it certainly would have been. But what I would say is that a lot of those sales that might have occurred in Q3 might have just been delayed until Q4, which is why you might have seen a higher than what I would have expected growth rate. Now, there is certainly some loss that's going to come out of that will never be recovered. So yes, if Q3 would not have happened, if we would not have had the two hurricanes, including Harvey and Houston, yes, then it certainly would have been more positive.
Okay, how about sizes of companies? It seems just looking, taking a glance at the data, larger companies for some years now have trended better as far as growth. Is that what continued in it last year?
It does. And this has been a trend that we've seen for a couple of years now. Starting all the way back, going to 2014, we've seen larger companies, those with over $1 million in sales, have higher growth rates than you have for the smaller companies and even the smallest that are under $250,000. And there are even differences in the biggest companies. But what we saw is that for 2017, the companies that are over $1 million in sales experienced growth rates north of 5%. Now, that's a very healthy growth rate.
Sure is.
For any group of companies when you're looking at it. The good news here, though, is that for the first time since 2015, we actually saw even the smallest companies experience growth. Now, theirs was much more modest at just about 1%. Yeah. But last year, when we looked at 2016, we actually saw a little bit of a decline
from the
year. So this is actually movement in a positive direction.
So what you're saying is more distributors then saw increased sales?
Yes.
Okay. That's
certainly
a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. You know, let's talk about expectations. 2018, we're just getting started. You know, what were people telling you about optimism going forward?
You know, one of the more fun questions that I get to ask, and yeah, there are fun questions in market research, is that we actually ask people, if you could describe your expectations for promotional product sales for 2018 using just one word.
Yeah.
And this is something that we're going to put out there on social media. But what I saw was that in the past, I've always deemed it like, oh, cautious optimism. I'm not seeing that right now. I'm seeing just flat out optimism. I think that given what's happened in Q4 and also looking forward to what we're hearing about companies' spending patterns are expected to be moving forward, I think you actually have a very strong amount of optimism emanating from the distributors in this industry.
Yeah, and the economy has something to do with that. I mean, the economy, GDP has been better.
Certainly.
And you think that would affect this industry in a positive way.
Yeah, I certainly think that what we're seeing here is that the overall sentiment that's affecting the economy as a whole is definitely spilling over into promotional products.
Okay, there he is, Nate Kuzma. Thanks for all the information. If you listening would like more information about this study, you could check out Counselor Promogram or go to www.asicentral.com/news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.